All right, Taiwan special episode three of the week. I'm gonna wrap this up. This is gonna be fast because I'm out of time and I've gone over in the past and I've got a hard break coming up. Hong Kong, what's going on? I'm just gonna give you the quick lowdown on what's happening here. Apparently there were a bunch of protesters that just over the weekend recently, this is new news, you know, as if there's old news, but they went down to the American consulate in Hong Kong waving American flags. There were thousands of them instead of millions. As I said before, American flag wavers, they're there, they're real, they might be Chinese before. These, I think, were almost surely the real ones, because it was an American consulate. Chinese would never join that to add to its numbers to make it think that it had its credibility. But when everyone else are doing something else, they'll go plant Chinese people to wave flags and make it look like America's trying to influence something. That I would believe. Don't know, but this probably the real ones, as I said. There's not going to be a lot of America, 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 America sympathizers in Hong Kong. They're going to be more like freedom, America, Britain, world, West, Taiwan, America, help. You'll see that sentiment probably with a little, maybe 5% less America in it than I just put in that sentence. But so this is real. This is happening. And now that they've done this, this is going to affect negotiations because they've said it so loudly. Trump has to say something and he can't not stand by the West and freedom and democracy and whatever, because Trump is those things. He's America. Obama would have to stand by them also, you know, and anyone, you know. So they're kind of putting him in a tight pinch where he has to give an answer. Honestly, he's probably happy he has to. I think that Obama would be happy too. Presidents love to be put in a pinch where they have to say what they want to, but couldn't otherwise. Don't you love it when you're forced to finally do what you've always wanted to do? And then I don't have an excuse. Yeah, well, so that's, oh, darn it all. Trump's going to have to actually say something. Oh, too bad. No, it's real. It's genuine. I believe it anyway. I don't have existential evidence, but this has to be real. The guy talked about a few weeks ago, whatever, last week, whatever. He was on the subway. And I said the West wasn't going to like it. Someone in China accused him of being CIA. And then, of course, that was ridiculous. And they quickly withdrew it. Which at least means that, as the China Uncensored dude said, YouTube channel, he said that at least the Chinese news agencies know how to cover up when they're wrong. Anyhow, things are decaying. A bunch of Hong Kong police got an order of raw chicken for dinner. Yep, they do lunch boxes in Asia. This is a thing. It's a thing that they order lunch in a box, and they're very accustomed to eating out. It's rice and it's flat. It's not the big tall box or the Asian rice box like you see at the Chinese restaurants in America. It's flat, and it's a sectioned paper plate with a folding lid. And it was noodles, and they got raw chicken in it. And it was because the police were ordering so many because they're eating in the field that the supplier didn't thaw the frozen chicken soon enough, and the cooking only thawed it instead of cooking it. And it wasn't malicious, but it happened. And it's interesting. I was reading the story. The way they're dealing with it, the supplier will know to be extra careful in the future. That's very Hong Kong. That's very polite, semi-Westernized Chinese culture. And even in China, very, very polite. There aren't going to be lawsuits over it. None of the police ate any of the raw chicken. I know people are vindictive. People are saying, unfortunately, they didn't. But there was no indication of malice. But it happened. It happened. And you know, it's probably just going to kind of tend to freak out the police a little bit because no one tried to do anything bad and bad stuff's happening to them almost, you know, and there were some scenes where the police attacking people, the mob goes back, some police officer got stabbed. There's, you know, police are getting scared, this is happening. This is real. This is where this is going. I believe that next week, in the coming weeks, we could start seeing fires on things that aren't just barriers. It's possible that burning buildings could happen. I don't think they're going to burn private shops. They would probably burn government institutions first, or at least try to set them on fire. I think that we are going in that direction. I think that it is going to go there. I'm not advocating it. I'm pretty much staying out of it. I do believe that government will be more successful if it listens to its people. This isn't a rocket science, but other than the obvious, Hong Kong's got to do this on their own. As I said yesterday, helping doesn't help. Not always. I also talked about that in the point. Okay, that's my Hong Kong rant for the week, and as it's happening, I love you tons. Keep it real. Stay honest. Stay hardworking. Stay positive. Focus on what you can do. And see you next week.